Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Martin from the Martin and VJ Show. You can check that out every Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific time.
I never missed that show.
All right. Shortly after this show, our podcast will be going up. And if you've missed any of today's show, just be sure to check out the podcast. All you have to do is search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And tell family and friends, of course, so they can join in on the fun. All right, also, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 20 times your cash. I'm sorry, 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, there was another huge game, a lot of good games this weekend, but another big game. And, of course, that was the Dallas Cowboys putting it on the Philadelphia Eagles in an NFC divisional matchup. The Cowboys, of course, won 33-13 and really had a dominating performance of the previous number one seed in the NFC. And Dak Prescott, who was very good, Martin, but wasn't fantastic. He had a fumble that led to a touchdown. Threw for 271 yards, 24 for 39, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But it was enough for him to move into first place as far as the odds makers are concerned in the MVP race. I've still got Brock Purdy for now. I'll say this. Dak is about to enter his gauntlet, or he has entered it, right? Philadelphia just had an incredibly tough 5-game stretch. They came through it 3-2. But Dak, after, you know, they played a lot of what I call tomato cans early in the season. Mm-hmm. The couple of good teams they played, San Francisco bashed them. Philly beat them in Philadelphia. And then they came out. Seattle's a pretty good team. They beat them. And then they beat the Eagles, of course. They got Buffalo, Miami, and Detroit awaiting. If Dak plays well in those games, even if they may drop one, but if he plays great like he has been for the most part, then I got no problem with him being MVP. I think it's very close. I think it's going to go down to the last week or two of the season. But I don't think he did enough on Sunday, especially considering that Brock Purdy threw for, what, 368 yards himself and two touchdowns for the Niners in their big win. So where are you at on the MVP, and do you think Dak did enough to move ahead of Purdy or move just into first place, period, in the MVP race?
I do. I mean, I thought I had him as a favorite last week prior to, because the thing about Brock Purdy, which is not an insult to Brock Purdy, it's not an insult to say somebody is not the MVP, but I wonder, and I don't think it's crazy to think, that if Christian McCaffrey was not available, who had 95 yards on the first five carries of the game last week or Sunday, that where would Brock Purdy be?
And you just wonder? See, that's the thing. You're dealing in hypotheticals.
All right, but I'm dealing in reality with Dak Prescott.
We've seen is that Brock Purdy's been getting it done.
I'm dealing with reality with Dak Prescott, though, because the thing is, all right, sure, maybe you would rather have CeeDee Lamb over Brandon Ayuk, but every other skill position, 49ers got the Cowboys beat. And I think that when you look at the way that Dak Prescott has been playing the last few weeks, especially since that drubbing that they got up in Santa Clara, Dave Hellman just said it. Mike McCarthy realized that Dak is the engine to this offense. And so what did he do? He went and engineered a game in which they beat one of the NFC favorites in the Philadelphia Eagles by 20 points. Right? Like, he didn't need to do more than he did. And so I can't knock him. Like, okay, obviously, you know, you never like to see a guy fumble six, right? Or turn the ball over like that. So did he have a perfect game? No. But I have no qualms with a guy who just beat the Super Bowl runner-up by 20 points. And I know you pointed out the Eagles game in Philadelphia. He doesn't step out of bounds there. Shoemakers, it takes one step in closer, or they rub route, they execute that the right way. That's a touchdown. That game's a different game, right? So I'm not trying to take – but, again, they lost it, so sure.
Who's been better in the big games?
Dak Prescott.
Purdy, really? So Purdy throwing for four touchdowns and like 260 some odd yards against Dallas when Dak had three interceptions and one touchdown, Dak was better. I think it's very close. And Dak is having a great season. And what I will say is this, I do agree that Dak is driving his offense and doesn't have as much help as Purdy. However, he's got plenty of help. Tony Pollard is good. CeeDee Lamb is playing like a top five receiver. Jake Ferguson has come along, and he's got a top five offensive line. What does Purdy have? At least according to Pro Football Focus,
Purdy's got the
22nd. Hold on. Do you need to be blocked for? Because Purdy's got the 22nd ranked offensive line in the league. Dak's got the 5th ranked. I think that matters. I mean, you can talk about the skill positions, and that's true. But what about the big hogs up front? You need somebody to block and protect you as well. And I also think head-to-head, as I said, Purdy against Dallas, 4 touchdowns, 252 yards passing, a 144 passer rating. Dak, 3 picks, 1 touchdown in that game. Purdy against Philadelphia, 314 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 picks, 148 or close to 149 passer rating. I mean, the dude in the big games has been delivering like crazy. Jacksonville, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 296 yards, 148.9 passer rating. Tampa, of course, he had the perfect passer rating. Like, I mean, the dude is killing it statistically and throwing dimes as well. Like, and it's not like all his yards are coming after the catch. Only like 48% of his total passing yards has come after the catch.
Chris, that's half.
Okay.
That's a significant number.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Hold on. Let me finish.
All right. Because
keep that same energy when I read you these statistics, Martin Weiss, that are gonna make you bite your tongue. Okay. Here's the percentage of your passing yards that are after catch for Brock Purdy this year and the previous five MVPs. Brock Purdy this year, 48.9% yards after the catch. Wow, seems like a lot. Until you see that Patrick Mahomes last year, 54.3% after the catch. Rodgers a year before, 52.7% after the catch. Rodgers the year before when he won his first back-to-back MVPs, 52.3. Mahomes in 18, 51.2. And even with Lamar in 2019, only 43.5% of his yards were after the catch that year. But even with that, the previous five MVPs have averaged 51% of their total passing yards were after the catch. So Purdy's beneath them. So what's the argument now? Because everybody wants to say he's just throwing these little slant patterns and dudes are taking it to the house. But yesterday he threw, 40 air yards to Debo for a 50-yard touchdown. Ayuk, he hit on the long pass. Kittle, he hit on the long pass.
Have arguments to be all pro.
Wouldn't be all pro if he wasn't throwing them the football.
But the point is, Chris, they have arguments to be all pro.
So he Devontae should be punished Adams for that?
Had arguments
he
to
should be punished for that?
It's not a punishment to say he's not the MVP. It's not a slight. It's not a disrespect. It's just simply not.
His numbers are
it can
at
only
least,
be one.
His numbers are at least equal to Dax, if not better. It's very close. We can call it a wash.
Dak. Tell me how many all pros is on Dallas' offense right now.
CeeDee Lamb. I know there's a couple linemen. They got the fifth best offensive line in the league. So that's two. I mean, all pro?
That's what I'm talking about. All pro. Because George Kittle right now.
McCaffrey's going to make it. And I don't know that either one of those receivers is going to first team all pro. Two receiver. I mean, Ayuk is having a great year. Debo is just becoming Debo again. You know that, right?
He's like six touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
Right. That's what I just said. He's just becoming Debo again. You hadn't seen him do this since he got injured.
Because he broke his shoulder. And what happened after Debo broke his shoulder?
What happened? Martin, my point is this. What happened after he broke his shoulder? Well, last year they were 3-0 and then got to the NFC Championship
Okay, but this year
game.
We're talking about the MVP
now. Last year they were 3-0 without him.
But this
my
year.
My point is this. Early in the season, Debo wasn't playing like this. Debo is just, as you said, the last three weeks probably, really gotten back to being Debo. And I think Debo's one of the best football players in the league. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you can't put all the production Brock Purdy had early in the season on Debo.
I'm not. But what happened when he got hurt? The 49ers went
0-3. Last year they went 3-0 when he got hurt.
All right, but last year
MVP. McCaffrey was there. Why couldn't McCaffrey carry him?
Because he had a strained oblique. He was also hurt.
But he was playing.
He was also hurt. That's
well, you're playing.
Thing.
You playing. I don't want to hear about injuries. We're not talking about Jalen Hurts' injuries.
All right,
Trent Williams was hurt as well. Now, he played, but he was hurt too. So you had several guys hurt. And what had happened? Well, Brock Purdy put him in position to beat Cleveland.
And then
a rookie kicker missed a 41-yard field goal. That's Brock Purdy's fault, I guess.
Dak Prescott had the Cowboys ready to beat the Eagles, and the former Michigan tight end Luke Schoonmaker decided to go down an inch before he was supposed to. Like, we could play that all you want, but the bottom line
that's different than the kicker missing 40-yard. It is.
Oh, okay.
A 40-yard field goal. I mean, he didn't have a defender bearing down on him like Schoonmaker did.
There's 11 people trying to block a field goal.
Like, man, stop. A 40-yard field goal is a gimme nowadays. And dude couldn't make it.
I'm old enough to remember a few weeks ago against the Colts when Myles Garrett jumped across the offensive line and intercepted a field goal. That's the same team that Jake Moody missed a field goal against. Also another former Michigan
player. All right, you mentioned that Dak's been on an all-time heater, right?
Yes.
Well, in the last five games, Purdy's got more passing yards. All right. He's got a higher completion percentage, and his QB rating is 136 to Dak's 107.
Because he's over got the better
last
weapons.
But he don't have a better offensive line.
He's got better weapons,
you need
Chris.
Time.
Neither one of these.
Dak don't have enough weapons. That's it?
I'm not saying he doesn't have enough weapons. They're doing just fine with the lack of weapons compared to the 49ers that they do have. Michael Gallup.
Who's been better in the big games?
Chris, listen.
Who's been better in the big game? It's a simple question.
Brock Purdy went 0-3 in a stretch, right? All right. Did Dak lay a stinker against the 49ers? Sure. Did he lay a stinker in Philadelphia? I don't believe so. But
no,
if you want to go ahead and say
it was
he
a
did,
stinker against
sure.
Arizona.
Sure was a stinker in Arizona. Was that a big game?
Yeah, they lost.
Oh, okay.
Every game is a big game.
Well, then in that case, where is the same energy for when Brock Purdy lost to whoever was Josh Dobbs playing quarterback for the Vikings at that point, or maybe Kirk Cousins?
Was that the game where he got concussed and then threw the two interceptions?
He's on the field.
Oh, but
you just told me we're not talking about Jalen Hurts injuries.
Don't matter.
Come on, Chris. Let's just keep a little consistency. Like all the Kansas City Chiefs fans are crying for right now. A little consistency.
I'm saying head to head, Brock outplayed Dak. I'm saying in the big games, Brock has been better statistically than Dak. I mean, Brock is averaging darn near 10 yards per attempt. You know the last time. Well, he's actually done it. He's more yards per attempt than Kurt Warner in 2000. No one has averaged more yards per attempt in NFL history since Dak Purdy's doing in the last 69 years, Martin. You got to go back to cats like Sid Luckman and Otto Graham. Chris. I mean, this dude is doing something we haven't seen in 70 years.
Christian McCaffrey had 17 touchdowns in 13 weeks.
Oh, he's great.
And he was hurt for three of the games. Like
he played in
so
the game.
Who is the engine of the team?
I thought we were having consistency. Who's, they all are. But the quarterback, we all agree
all right,
that the quarterback,
are.
We all agree that the quarterback is the one making the decisions, getting the ball to these guys. And people try to bring up Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo never had stats like this.
Because he was sorry. Brock Purdy,
right.
Okay, I agree.
But my point is,
Brock Purdy is better than
credit.
Jimmy Garoppolo. I agree. That's why he beat him out. I agree. Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, my point is, don't just say it's the system when Jimmy Garoppolo has success in the system, but not like this. They weren't scoring like this. He wasn't putting up these types of numbers. I mean, you don't put up these numbers and not be a really good player. And I'm not even
Who
calling
said
him
was
elite.
It?
I'm not even calling him elite. I'm just saying, to me, head-to-head and in big games, he has the edge over Dak. Now, Dak might, you know, Dak's got time because Dak's got his gauntlet coming, and that's fine. And I have no problem if Dak is MVP. But I'm just saying, to date, Brock Purdy's proven more against better teams. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. Who should be the MVP front runner right now? Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy or someone else? Tyreek Hill or whoever. Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Martin Weiss. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protections in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Right, and let's take a few calls on who's the MVP right now, Dak, Brock, or somebody else. Your thoughts on the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go out to Atlanta. Brian in Atlanta, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What you got, champ?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I feel like Allen Iverson. Dak Prescott? Really? We're talking about Dak? No. I don't know who it is. It could be Brock. Brock Purdy's playing, I think, better, and he's winning on the road in tough games. But you're right; he's got a great team. I don't know what you're supposed to do, but for my money, I watch the NFL, and not eye test or anything, but it's not Dak. Okay, pick somebody else. It's not Dak Prescott. He's not the MVP of the league.
It's interesting because that attitude that you have toward Dak is basically the reason a lot of people don't want to give it to Purdy either, Martin.
I think he's
not an MVP type player.
You know what I honestly think, Chris? I think we've had so many discussions about Dak Prescott. Should he get paid? Is he elite? That right now you're seeing guys like Brian with let's be honest, hater takes, right? Like,
but that's my point. He hasn't been elite throughout his career.
People
are holding that against him. Just like that whole – look, if Purdy – let me ask you this way.
Uh-huh.
If Purdy was Trey Lance, if Trey Lance was doing the exact same thing right now that Brock Purdy is – and I'm not saying, oh, he's running more because he's more athletic. No, he is doing the exact same thing Brock Purdy is doing. Don't you think he's the runaway MVP right now?
I don't, Chris, because he still has Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle.
You talking about Brandon Ayuk like he's some freaking, all pro. He hasn't been yet. And if he is, it's emerging this year with Brock Purdy throwing him the football.
So, got you. All right, let's go to Drew in Denver. Let's see what he's got
McCaffrey
to say about it.
I remember McCaffrey being 1-6 in Carolina, too.
Chris, you keep bringing up all these last year's stats. What have you done for me lately?
We going
champ?
On their history. I mean, McCaffrey's having a great year, but it ain't like he's running for 2,000 yards. Go ahead.
Drew, Denver, you're up.
All right. Hey, I was waiting for y'all to finish. But I think Dak should be the MVP. I think the 49ers offense is more collective offense, and I think the Cowboys offense is more just what Dak can do for them. Like, they don't really have a running game still. So and the 49ers do. So I think more is put on Dak Prescott than Brock Purdy. Yes, Brock Purdy has the better numbers and passer rating and all that, but more is put on Dak Prescott. That's what I feel.
I do think more is put on Dak. I will give you that because I agree they don't have the skill position
exactly
as great, but they also got a much better offensive line, which matters. Okay. All right. Rod Woods is around the corner, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, You've got access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which is a nice way of saying you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Our next guest got theme music. He's a Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Rod Woodson. Rod, what's happening? We got Martin Weiss in for Rod Parker. So you get a day off from Rod this week.
What's up, my brother from another mother?
What's going on?
We are great, man. Great to have you. It is three light-skinned brothers, I'll tell you that, though. But anyway... Rod, let's start with the Eagles. We know now the last 2 weeks they've been hammered. Are these just a couple of bad games, or is this a bad sign for the Eagles?
You know, it makes you a little concerned, right? But we had that same thing that we talked about with the 49ers when they went through that three-game stretch, right?
Yep.
We're like, oh, they're terrible. They can't play. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to get into postseason. You know, Purdy, he shouldn't be the quarterback. And then they start winning again. And then we changed our tune. So I just think you got to be real careful of overreacting. Now, they don't look like the same team they were last year. I think everybody can say that honestly, especially offensively. Defensively, the same thing. I mean, the linebackers, and that's the reason they got Leonard. They had to get inside to try to find some help.
Yep.
The secondary is making some plays, but then they get beat. It's not the same team, but they still have several games left in the season, right? So they're 10-3. They got four more games. They got to see how they finish out. Now, if they go out and win four straight, then they look like the same Eagles as old.
Right.
But if they don't, which I don't think they will, if they don't, then it's not the same team. And every year there's a new team, right? Just because you got the same players coming back doesn't mean you're going to be the same team each and every year. And I think that's an indication of what the Eagles are this year.
Let me ask you this about them, because Sean decided, they got new coordinators on both sides of the ball. Sean decides the coordinator on defense now. And a lot of people are talking about their schemes are predictable, they're basic.
They were that way last year.
Okay, so it's not, because I was going to wonder, does he need to start disguising stuff more, or can he even do stuff like that, or is this just what they got and this is the way they have to play?
They played that way last year. They were just winning and we didn't say anything, right?
And getting to the quarterback.
I mean, it's not too many defensive coordinators that are overly creative in the National Football League in today's football. They don't show a lot. They all spot drop. You know, I'm not going to get into all that, but they don't do a whole bunch. And offensively, most everybody runs a version of the West Coast offense, right? And, you know, you look at what they're doing. They have a version of that. They have a running quarterback. They got some big, strong receivers. Well, one big, strong receiver, the other quick receiver.
Right.
They don't have the running game they had last year. That's the difference, I think, of the Eagles. They just don't have that same capacity to run a game. And then on the back end, you know, they're just not playing the same on the back. They're not locking people down. I mean, up front, they still got their dogs up front. Just that second tier, the linebackers in the back end and the secondary, they're just not playing like they did a year ago.
Rod, I want to transition to another team that isn't playing like they were just a year ago, even though they do have a lot of the same cast of characters around the Kansas City Chiefs. To me, I thought what happened last night after the game and as the game was winding down, after Tony was flagged for the offsides, I thought it was embarrassing the way that Mahomes was reacting and the way that Andy Reid and Mahomes both reacted in their post-game press conferences, blaming the ref for Kadarius Toney being able to tripping Von Miller as he was rushing the passer. But where are you at as a competitor? How would you feel if your opponent was doing something like that and like in the game that they lost, and then also like on the Chiefs in general?
I mean, as a competitor, if we beat them, I don't really care what how they acted, right? We beat them anyway. But I would say this, what they do last year,
they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Who was there? Everybody's
the
not
same
making
crew.
An assumption.
The only extra receiver was
Juju. Somebody's gone.
Eric Bieniemy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, Eric Bieniemy was a bigger piece of the puzzle than because there has to be a good cop, bad cop somewhere in this scenario. And Eric Bieniemy's old school. Hey, he's going to get in your face, and he's going to tell you like it is. It's going to hurt your feelings. It's not going to feel good, but you're going to be a better player because of that. I think they're missing that. They don't have that same energy. I don't see that same thing on the offensive side because he's not in that same building. Now, you know, people are going to say, yeah, but what is he doing in, you know, with Washington? Well, they don't got that in Washington. They don't have no players in Washington, right? So,
right.
And the quarterback that they had, you got to try to win with that. So, you know, defensively, they play solid football. Offensively, they're just not the same team offensively. They're just not. And they can say because of receivers, I think EB was the guy. I think EB jumped on their tail, and he rode them to do the right thing every single day, and he had to stay on point. If they didn't stay on point, EB was going to riot them. I think that's one of the major reasons also they're not winning.
I agree with you, Rod. And I think Mahomes needs to do that behind closed doors, not in the press conferences, but in practices, in the meetings. And I know for coaches, it's hard to go from being, you know, the good cop or the player's coach to being a hard-nosed coach. But right. Is it the same for players? I mean, Mahomes has the pedigree. He should be able to jump on these guys.
Well, players should take accountability of how everybody's playing, right? And I know that, you know, Tony was offside multiple times in the game.
Right.
And the refs never did say anything. They didn't. And normally
he did it
probably four or five times prior to that, and they didn't call it. But they didn't forewarn him either. So now, with that being said, it's everybody's job that's out there and everybody's job is watching and looking at the iPads when they come to the sideline and say, hey, man, bro, you offside. You over the ball. You've been over the ball five times. They haven't called it yet. So, hey, why don't you just make sure that you back up and why don't you ask the ref if you're good? That's everybody collectively. I give both sides the blame. I give Kansas City the blame. And I give the refs the blame because the refs do warn you. They don't have to, but they do warn you and say, hey, man, you've been offside three times. We let it go. Next time you do it, we got to call it.
Right.
They could have said that to Andy.
Yeah, he was so offside, it was ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Well, what do you attribute
that? I mean, he was blocking
the ball. Right. Like, how? I mean, this one thing to be a little offside. That was ridiculous. What do you attribute that to? I can't imagine that a guy would be offsides that like that. That was crazy.
But I'm saying you have to see that on the iPad. You go to the sideline, you're going to tell me you never pay attention to that?
Right.
You don't see that where his feet are at as a coach in the press box? The coaches are up there. Who? That's your job anyway? It's every coach's job to see stuff. But you don't tell me nobody on the Kansas City Chiefs coaching staff saw that on the sideline?
Right.
I mean, with the iPad, they're right there. It's a picture right there. Now, with that being said, I just, like I said, I think it's both sides' fault. I think the ref should have forewarned them, but then they have to take accountability to do the right thing also.
Right.
Now, if Kadarius Toney had lined up on sides, we would be talking about it in something entirely differently, and that would have been yet another blown lead by the Buffalo Bills by the Kansas City Chiefs at the scene of the 13-second crime. I know Buffalo obviously got the win, but you know it seems to be pretty controversial. Where are you with the Bills going forward now that they are 7-6?
Well, everybody's saying that Bills got a great win, and they should have lost. You know, they should have lost, but should have, could have, would have, right? If it was the fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Sure.
Right. I get it. But they're not playing like the same Bills. Who's not there?
Ken Dorsey Leslie just got Frazier. Fired. Brian Daboll's
Leslie
in New York.
Leslie
Frazier,
that's
right.
But Leslie Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you can say whatever you want to, you know, but, you know, I like to think that, you know, those two coaches I just mentioned are really good coaches. And for whatever our reason, Leslie felt that he had to step away.
You know, EB is gone because everybody kept saying, oh, he's not the offensive coordinator. He's not calling the play. That's why he can't be a head coach. Where everybody else that's in the league that's our, that are head coaches right now, that's offensive coordinators, they didn't call the offenses either.
Right.
But, you know, so I think the Buffalo Bills again, you know, I think Josh Allen is a tremendous quarterback. Diggs is not playing the way he's played.
He dropped like two or three passes.
I mean, he's been dropping the ball. He got butter on his fingers.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
So they're not playing the same either. They don't have those lockdown playmakers. They've been kind of injured and banged up in the back end. So, I mean, it's, you know, they're not the same team as they were a year ago. But it's a big win for them. It really is. It's a big win. Now, it's only a big win if they close out the season.
Right.
The way they're supposed to close out the season. So if you can get this win and then you lose the rest of them, it don't mean anything.
All right. That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Martin wants to talk more Bills. You not impressed.
No, not quite. Not
you're just
quite.
A skeptical, brother.
Hey, you know what? Man, I got to see it, Chris.
You're just a pessimistic, brother.
Got to see it to
is
believe
is that the Detroit in you? We'll be back in a moment. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Martin, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Of course you should. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Now, you addressed the Bills with Rod Woodson last segment, Martin, but you're down on them. Tell me why and what you expect going forward from them.
Well, I mean, I'm with Nick Wright. It's been a roller coaster for the Bills and Josh Allen, and I didn't think that they really acquitted themselves well at the end of this game, especially when you consider the offsides with Kadarius Toney happened with 1 minute, 25 seconds left on the clock. Chiefs still had two timeouts, in part because of the play calling from Buffalo before the two-minute warning with the incomplete passes. Now, luckily, for Buffalo at least, one of the Chiefs players got hurt, so they had to burn a timeout. But the Chiefs had every opportunity to win that game, even after the penalty for Tony being offsides. And part of me wonders, like, if they had to throw the flag, I think Kelvin, she might have seen the flag, and that's why he decided to risk throwing the lateral, right? Because in a game, they only needed 3 points.
That was a kind of a crazy play when you really think about it. I mean, he made it work, right? But you're right.
you know, I imagine that was something like, you know, there's a flag on the field, and sure, offensive offsides is pretty rare. You don't expect to see it being called. I would have expected them to be a defensive offside, yep, thinking I got a free, yep, play. But, yep, the fact of the matter is, the Kansas City had an opportunity down three with 2 minutes left in the game to win it. That would have been yet another time that Buffalo blew a 14-point lead. Another time they blew a lead versus Kansas City, and especially when you consider the 20,000-word expose that came out just a few days ago, in which you got Sean McDermott now apologizing for talking about 9/11 in a motivational factor, in a motivational way, to this team a few years back. When you see, especially when you consider how they reacted, I should say, after the 13-second loss, when Tyreek Hill took it, to the house to knock them out of the playoffs, and how there never really truly was a big response to that. When you look at Sean McDermott's face after that game, I know we were all locked in on Patrick Mahomes throwing his helmet and crying like a girl got dumped on prom night. But Sean McDermott looked like he was like, look, like he got away with a crime. Like he's like, how in the world beat the allegation?
Yeah, they are definitely a roller coaster team, and Nick Wright has been right about that. And I just, to me, they're the ultimate, I'll believe it when I see it team. Like, they got the Cowboys next week. Even if they beat the Cowboys, which is going to be a tall order. Now, it is in Buffalo. Dallas, as good as they've been, are a 500 team at home. And 500 last year as well. So they're 500
on the road.
Undefeated on the road. Yeah, on the road. They're 500 the last 2 years on the road. So Buffalo could win that game, but obviously they could lose it. But even if they beat Dallas, and you'll say, okay, they beaten the Chiefs and the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks, I'm not certain they're going to win out against the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. Dolphins obviously could be tough. But my point is, you never know week to week what you're getting with this team. I'll say this, Martin. If they somehow make it into the playoffs, they will be dangerous. And they're a team that could beat any team in the league. I don't think anybody would be surprised if they beat any team in the league. And then they're a team that could lose to any team in the league, including Carolina. I mean, that's how up and down they are. You have no idea what you're getting from them. And so I'm not a believer yet. They get in the playoffs, I'll think they're dangerous, but won't be a believer yet. They get to the Super Bowl, I think they could win it, but won't be a believer yet. I won't believe it until I see it with this team.
I think history shows you that the Bills have had, I mean, they're one of those teams that their best wins are actually losses and games they should have probably won, right? Like, I don't see it going forward for Buffalo. But to your point, if they do make the playoffs, it would be because they had played immaculate football from now until the playoffs start. Right. So they would be on a heater of ultimate proportions, similar to like Jacksonville last year was on a crazy heater.
And just
to end
their
the year.
Talent, right? They have talent. They just don't tend to put it together. And obviously Josh is up and down. So, and look, you brought up Sean McDermott. I said this when he got his contract extension. I was even saying it before, I believe. This should have been a prove-it year for him, right? And if they don't make the playoffs, I do think he's probably gone. I don't have any information. I'm not reporting that. I'm just saying if they miss the playoffs, man, and it's not that he's not a good coach. He has made them a perennial contender. He has done a good job there, and he would get hired somewhere else, if not immediately, then at some point in the future. But they may just need a new voice, Martin. I mean, sometimes when you go, you know, you've been close to the mountaintop and then you fail to get over it, sometimes you just need a new voice, and that's what I think they need if they don't, you know, do some damage this year. All right, we got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.